Today is the 30th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we greet a brand new shiny, sparkly new week. And this shiny, sparkly, brand new beginning comes at the very end of a month. So we will begin the week, and before the week is over, we will transition into a brand new month, the month of August. But let's stay here in July for a couple more days. We have a couple more steps to take in the scriptures. And like we said at the beginning, our journey takes us through every book, every chapter, every verse of the Bible. And we have to take every step every day to make that happen. And so let's take the next step forward together. This week we will read from the Christian Standard Bible. And we have been navigating our way through the book of 2 Chronicles for a while now. We will be transitioning out of 2 Chronicles and moving forward this week as well. Before today, 2 Chronicles chapters 26, 27, and 28. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. After Amaziah the king rested with his ancestors, Uzziah rebuilt Elot and restored it to Judah. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God throughout the lifetime of Zechariah, the teacher of the fear of God. During the time that he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Uzziah went out to wage war against the Philistines, and he tore down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. Then he built cities in the vicinity of Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, the Arabs that live in Gerubbaal, and the Munites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for God made him very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, the valley gate, and the corner buttress, and he fortified them. Since he had many cattle both in the Judean foothills and the plain, he built towers in the desert and dug many wells. And since he was a lover of the soil, he had farmers and vine dressers in the hills and in the fertile lands. Uzziah had an army equipped for combat that went out to war by division according to their assignments, as recorded by Jael, the court secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer under the authority of Hananiah, one of the king's commanders. The total number of family heads was 2,600 valiant warriors. Under their authority was an army of 307,500 equipped for combat, a powerful force to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided the entire army with shields, spears, helmets, armor, bows, and sling stones. He made skillfully designed devices in Jerusalem to shoot arrows and catapult large stones for use on the towers and on the corners. So his fame spread even to distant places, for he was wondrously helped until he became strong. But when he became strong, he grew arrogant, and it led to his own destruction. He acted unfaithfully against the Lord, his God, by going into the Lord's sanctuary to burn incense on the incense altar. The priest, Azariah, along with 80 brave priests of the Lord, went in after him. They took their stand against King Uzziah and said, "Uzziah, you have no right to offer incense to the Lord. Only the consecrated priests, the descendants of Aaron, have the right to offer incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have acted unfaithfully. You will not receive honor from the Lord God." Uzziah, with a fire pan in his hand to offer incense, was enraged. But when he became enraged with the priests, in the presence of the priests in the Lord's temple beside the altar of incense, a skin disease broke out on his forehead. Then Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests turned to him and saw that he was diseased on his forehead. They rushed him out of there. He himself also hurried to get out because the Lord had afflicted him. So King Uzziah was diseased to the time of his death. He lived in quarantine with a serious skin disease and was excluded from access to the Lord's temple, while his son Jotham was over the king's household governing the people of the land. Now the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, wrote about the rest of the events of Uzziah's reign from beginning to end. Uzziah rested with his ancestors, and he was buried with his ancestors in the burial ground of the king's cemetery, for they said, "He has a skin disease." His son Jotham became king in his place. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Uzziah had done. In addition, he didn't enter the Lord's sanctuary, but the people still behaved corruptly. Jotham built the upper gate of the Lord's temple, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. He also built cities in the hill country of Judah and fortresses and towers in the forests. He waged war against the king of the Ammonites. He overpowered the Ammonites, and that year they gave him 7,500 pounds of silver, 60,000 bushels of wheat, and 60,000 bushels of barley. They paid him the same in the second and third years. So Jotham strengthened his position because he did not waver in obeying the Lord his God. As for the rest of the events of Jotham's reign, along with all his wars and his ways, note that they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. His son Ahaz became king in his place. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not do what was right in the Lord's sight like his ancestor David, for he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made cast images of the Baals. He burned incense in Ben-Hinnom Valley and burned his children in the fire, imitating the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had dispossessed before the Israelites. He sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. So the Lord his God handed Ahaz over to the king of Aram. He attacked him and took many captives to Damascus. Ahaz was also handed over to the king of Israel, who struck him with great force. Pekah, son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all brave men, because they had abandoned the Lord God of their ancestors. An Ephraimite warrior named Zichri killed the king's son Maaseiah, Ezrikam, governor of the palace, and Elkanah, who was second to the king. Then the Israelites took 200,000 captives from their brothers, women, sons, and daughters. They also took a great deal of plunder from them and brought it to Samaria. A prophet of the Lord named Oded was there. He went out to meet the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Look, the Lord God of your ancestors handed them over to you because of his wrath against Judah, but you slaughtered them in a rage that has reached heaven. Now you plan to reduce the people of Judah and Jerusalem, male and female, to slavery. Are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Listen to me and return the captives you took from your brothers, for the Lord's burning anger is on you." So some men who were leaders of the Ephraimites, Azariah, son of Jehohanan, Berechiah, son of Meshilemod, Jehizkiah, son of Shallum, and Amasa, son of Hadlai, stood in opposition to those coming from the war. They said to them, "You must not bring the captives here, For you plan to bring guilt on us from the Lord to add to our sins and our guilt. For we have much guilt, and burning anger is on Israel. The army left the captives and the plunder in the presence of the officers and the congregation. Then the men who were designated by name took charge of the captives and provided clothes for their naked ones from the plunder. They clothed them, gave them sandals, food, and drink, dressed their wounds, and provided donkeys for all the feeble. The Israelites brought them to Jericho, the city of palms, among their brothers. Then they returned to Samaria. At that time, King Ahaz asked the king of Assyria for help. The Edomites came again, attacked Judah, and took captives. The Philistines also raided the cities of the Judean foothills and the Negev of Judah. They captured and occupied Beth Shemesh, Aijalon, and Gederot, as well as Sokol, Timnah, and Gimzo, with their surrounding villages. For the Lord humbled Judah because of King Ahaz of Judah, who threw off restraint in Judah and was unfaithful to the Lord. Then King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria came against Ahaz. He oppressed him and did not give him support. Although Ahaz plundered the Lord's temple and the palace of the king and of the rulers and gave the plunder to the king of Assyria, it did not help him. At the time of his distress, King Ahaz himself became more unfaithful to the Lord. He sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him. He said, "Since the gods of the kings of Aram are helping them, I will sacrifice to them so that they will help me." But they were the downfall of him and of all Israel. Then Ahaz gathered up the utensils of God's temple, cut them into pieces, shut the doors of the Lord's temple, and made himself altars on every street corner in Jerusalem. He made high places in every city of Judah to offer incense to other gods. And he angered the Lord, the God of his ancestors. As for the rest of his deeds and all his ways, from beginning to end, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Ahaz rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city in Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. His son Hezekiah became king in his place. Romans 13. Let everyone submit to the governing authorities, since there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are instituted by God. So then, the one who resists the authority is opposing God's command, and those who oppose it will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you want to be unafraid of the one in authority? Do what is good, and you will have its approval, for it is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, because it does not carry the sword for no reason. For it is God's servant, an avenger that brings wrath on the one who does wrong. Therefore you must submit, not only because of wrath, but also because of your conscience. And for this reason you pay taxes, since the authorities are God's servants, continually attending to these tasks. Pay your obligations to everyone. Taxes to those you owe taxes, tolls to those you owe tolls, respect to those you owe respect, and honor to those you owe honor. Do not owe anyone anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and any other commandment are summed up by this commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Besides this, since you know the time, it is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, and the day is near. So let us discard the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk with decency as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual impurity and promiscuity, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Psalm 23, The Good Shepherd, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. Proverbs 20:11. Even a young man is known by his actions, by whether his behavior is pure and upright. Father, we thank you for your word. It is your word, the scriptures, this tangible gift that we can hold in our hands and read with our eyes. It is this gift that draws us together in community. It is day by day, step by step, working our way through what you have revealed in your word and allowing it to shape us and to orient us to the direction that we are moving in. And so we thank you for this gift. And because of this gift, we are knitted together in community all over this earth, because you have allowed us to be on this earth at this time in history where we can do such a thing. And so we thank you that you have knit us together, brothers and sisters, all over this earth, literally on the same page, because we're moving page by page, step by step, day by day together. We are grateful. And as we so often do, we ask, Holy Spirit, come and lead us into all truth, that we might walk in the truth, that we may live in the light, that we may recognize the darkness for what it is, and that we may be ambassadors of the good news. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, family. This is Patrick in Northern Nevada. I've only called in a few times over the little over 11 years that I've been listening. I actually started listening a couple months before Ezekiel was born. And so, happy birthday, Ezekiel. I'm sure you are going to be as fantastic and amazing of a person as, you know, your parents and your family are. Happy birthday. I would like to ask for prayer for my sister-in-law and, well, actually for my brother and, you know, their children. My sister-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer that has spread to her liver, her spine, and an MRI just revealed that it is at the base of her brain. So obviously that doesn't sound very good. And obviously, you know, God's will be done. but I do pray, and I ask for prayers for miraculous healing, if that's possible. And if his will is that he calls her, then I pray that she goes in peace with minimal suffering and pain, but strength for my brother and for the children. They're all grown, but it's still tough. She's a wonderful woman, and I just pray for them. And I pray for all of you out there, too. I've been listening, you know, for 11 years, you know, without missing. So just prayers to all, and God bless you. Thank you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is La Chula calling from Los Angeles. I just want to wish Ezekiel a happy birthday, happy 11 years of light. Ezekiel, thank you for following in your father and your mother's footsteps and bringing the word of the Lord to the masses. I just want to partner up with what Pastor Brian Harden said about having the DAB community mean so much more while his wife and his son were in that hospital room and he's doing the DAB and asking for prayers. I want to say that a few years ago, I asked the DAB community for prayers over my daughter as she battled and was pregnant. And I make a long story short, all my three daughters at this time today have three miracle babies. And it's only God's grace and the power of prayer. And I just want to encourage anybody who is struggling with maybe thinking they're not going to be a parent or a child is not going to come into their partnership with their husband or their partner. So the God's timing is always perfect, and the power of prayer, I can't say enough. I just thank the DAB community for helping my family, helping me individually grow in God's grace, word, and I just thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, China. Thank you to the entire Harden family for just loving people. Jesus is our example, and you have the heart of Jesus. Thank you. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Zach again. I'm from Tennessee. I called about a week ago about my grandfather, who's in the hospital with lymphoma cancer, who was unresponsive, and he had spots all over his body, including his brain, with the cancer. I just want to thank anybody that that prayed for me and my family. Any prayer is worth more than you can know. And I want to thank very incredible woman who called in for me and my family and my grandfather. I appreciate you more than you know. I just want to update the situation. My grandfather is now responsive and is up and walking. It's an unbelievable thing. It's an incredible miracle, but I know it's no coincidence. I know this is God working, and I know this is you amazing people praying on my behalf and my family's behalf. The spot on his brain has grown, but the spots on his organs and the rest of his body have shrunk. So now they're going to be targeting that spot in his brain with chemo. So I just want to ask if you guys could continue to pray and do what you're doing, because God is moving right now, and that's because of what everybody's doing and the thoughtfulness and just the prayers you've been pouring out. Thank you to everybody that's been doing that. God bless everybody.
Hello. Just wanted to pray for our marriages today. I'm so glad to hear, Morning Lift, that you are in a better spot, at least, it sounds like, than the first time we heard from you a few weeks ago. So I'll continue to pray for you. I still remember Kingdom Seeker Daniel when you called in to pray with your wife. I think it was months ago at this point, but that was just so encouraging to hear how excited you were to be able to call in with her. So I continue to pray for you guys, and I appreciate your prayers for all of our marriages many times. And then I think of the other man, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, that called in just recently that was very broken for his marriage and where it's at. And then I'd like to remember mine as well, because it is still in a rough place, still getting a lot of antagonism from my wife and her trying to alienate me from my my son. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us. You are the only one who can work in situations where we cannot see the way forward. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to do what is right, to do what is right no matter fear of what others might do or fear of anything else or anyone else. So, Lord, I pray that you would lead us, guide us, that you would restore us, help us to obey you, to love you, to seek you no matter what in our lives, and then that we would leave what we cannot control in your hands. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.